USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden has spent months watching his poll numbers sink as the economy appeared to be losing altitude throughout the fall. The narrative may have changed Friday.
America's getting back to work. Our economy is starting to work for more Americans. Thanks to the economic plan we put through in Congress earlier this year and a successful vaccine deployment, America continues to add jobs at a record pace.
Government data showed that the U.S. added 531,000 jobs in October and hundreds of thousands more than initially reported in the two previous months. A top Justice Department official who aided the former president's quest to overturn the 2020 election refused to answer substantive questions in a meeting with congressional investigators on Friday. The former official, Jeffrey Clark, instead delivered a 12-page letter from his attorney defending his refusal to testify. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem said Thursday on Fox News that President Joe Biden doesn't have the authority to force people to get vaccinated against COVID-19 or risk losing their job, and he doesn't have the authority to compel weekly testing for COVID.
It is unconstitutional for him to come in and put these mandates in place. So whether it's mandating for a vaccine or for testing, this isn't his role. That specifically was left to the states and to people in protecting their personal freedoms and making sure that they have the opportunity to make the best decisions.
Republican governors are suing the Biden administration over the OSHA-issued emergency temporary standard Thursday, compelling private sector companies to mandate vaccines. Texans hit the polls earlier in the week to pass all 8 proposed amendments to the state constitution, including one that curtails the ability of government to restrict religious services, also during emergencies like pandemics, according to state authorities. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A concert in Texas turns deadly. Mike Fortier has more.
8 people dead in a mass casualty incident in Houston Friday night at the Astroworld Music Festival hosted by rapper Travis Scott. About 50,000 people in attendance at NRG Park. The tragedy unfolding during Scott's performance. Houston Fire Chief Samuel Pena.
The crowd began to compress towards the front of the stage. Okay, and that caused some panic, and it started causing some injuries. People began to fall out, become unconscious, and it created additional panic.
17 people taken to the hospital, one victim said to be 10 years old. Festival organizers canceled today's lineup.
Investigative reporter and attorney Technofog obtained CDC emails recently via a FOIA request that explain why they changed the definition of vaccine and vaccination on their government website. The simple answer is because the experimental vaccines did not work and Americans were wising up to this fact. According to CDC emails, this was problematic and people are using it to claim the COVID-19 vaccine is not a vaccine based on our own definition. So rather than reporting the truth to the American people, the CDC decided instead to change the meaning of the words vaccination and vaccines. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.